Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Good morning, Kingdom Pursuits is ready to air. I'm here filling in for Robbie Dillmore, who is at a men's retreat, and I've got some wonderful friends with me today. Adam Draper, who's on our board of elections, and he brought Bobby Dura with him, and I'm hoping to encourage our listening office audience to pull out their computer and Google their local board of elections and to find a way for you to be helpful in making sure that our next two elections are as honest as possible. They need lots and lots and lots of help. And one of the people that I've known that is dearest to me, that I have the greatest respect for, is Adam Draper. I was with the Christian Businessmen's Committee with him and in Bible studies. And when he was talked about being on the Board of Elections, I said, yes, that's somebody I can trust and somebody smart enough to actually figure out what the heck's going on. Adam, how did you end up with the Board of Elections?
Well, the Republican Party asked me, and I didn't want to do it. And my wife didn't want me to do it. And then I prayed, and the Lord told me to do it. So I went, okay.
You know, kicking and screaming. Some of the jobs that have been the hardest, most rewarding in my life have been the ones that I went kicking and screaming. I said, God, I don't want to do it, but let me know.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So the chairman of the Republican Party in the local county has control over who sits on the Board of Elections?
Huh. Well, each party gets to pick two members of the local Board of Elections, and then in North Carolina, the governor then chooses the third as it stands now. The legislature has changed this, but that is being litigated at the moment.
So how many people sit on the board?
Five. And Robert Dura, Bobby, who's here with me, is the chairman.
Oh, wonderful.
Of the Board
Excellent.
Of Elections.
Yep.
So you've got three other co-conspirators running the Board of Elections, and I understand there's a whole lot of work involved, especially right around election time. What do you have to do? What are your duties and responsibilities as a member of the Board of Electors?
Well, Bobby, why don't you take that one?
Oh, thank you so much. So what you have to do is whichever party owns or has the governorship gets the third member of the Board of Elections. And so that makes the five of us. And then our job is to ensure that the staff of about 16 to 20 people, that they manage the elections competently, and they ensure that what needs to happen to have an election take place actually happens. And so we oversee the responsibilities of the Board of Elections and make sure that when there are finances that are needed, we go into session and we vote the finances that are needed. When there are more people that are needed, we hire more people. We have a temporary staff that comes in during an election, and they work alongside the permanent staff members to ensure that the 108 precincts are covered with the number of people we need to get the equipment out, get it up and operating, and have the votes tallied so that we have an accurate count of who voted for what, and that that result is verifiable. And then we turn the result over to the state.
So how many precincts do we have in Forsyth County?
108.
108. Yep. And you've got to have, what, 4 to 5 precinct officials at each location?
Something like that. You have an equal amount of precinct workers from both parties. And so that means that you'll have some staff at each precinct that are Republicans and Democrats, and they oversee how the operation is set up, how the machines operate, and that the machines are in operating condition so that the votes can be tallied and accurately accounted for.
So you've got a chief judge with 2 assistants and somebody at the help desk?
Correct.
Right.
Times 100 and how many precincts?
108.
And then you've got a bunch of folks that drift around amongst those different precincts to make sure things are running smoothly and they have all their supplies. And then you've got a headquarters staff that's making sure that when the phone rings that there's somebody there to say, you know, you went to 3 trainings and shoot, I had this figured out by now, but go to this page and that. Yeah, I got involved because of Adam, and I've done the help desk 3 times now, which means I think I've gone to 6 trainings. The quality of the material that you provide the folks, the judges and the help desk, is just phenomenal.
Right.
I wish whoever put that together had run some of my college courses, because it is really absolutely spectacular. And then you've got all the trainings going on. So you're overseeing a small army.
Yeah, I will say this about that, because it needs to be said. We are exceptionally fortunate in Forsyth County to have Tim Succi, who is our director. And not only is he amazingly competent and thorough, but he bends over backwards to be as middle of the road as he possibly can. He really does. I don't know how a human being can do what he does. He really does attempt to be nonpartisan as far as that's possible.
His most useful characteristic is his unflappability. So, because if you don't have that, when the pressure kind of builds, and it will, it's going to fall down and go boom. And he is always the same. And I love that about him, because if you can't deal with the exigencies of running an operation and the breakdowns that go along with that and the equipment failures and, you know, those things happen. But you got to actually respond to them in a way that allows for the Board of Elections to continue getting the job done.
I've been very impressed by him and everybody on his staff. It's really an exceptional operation. One thing I'd like to get and make sure I'm saying this correctly, the parties, the folks that are Democrats have to call in and say, I want to work and be a judge or a chief judge or work on the help desk. And then the Republicans have to. And if you've got enough, ideally you've got at least one from each party in every precinct. But if you don't have enough volunteers, then you could end up with people that aren't of your party in there standing in for you. So you've got to have enough volunteers to be sure that you've got your party represented in every one of the precincts. And what I'm saying to you is, if you're the least bit concerned about how honest and true and wonderful that the election's being run, you need to look up the phone number or the email address, and you need to contact your local Board of Elections and tell them that you're willing to help. And strangely enough, in this one case, these volunteers actually get paid. It always amazes me when the check shows up, but it's always a really good meal out for a couple people. It's not a small check. We've got to make sure that things go the way that we think they go. And I've got to say, once I started volunteering, I felt a whole lot better about the way things were running and how truthful the elections were from the inside looking out, it looks a whole lot better than what I read when I start seeing things. Even though there's some things behind the scenes above the county level that I still have some questions about. Yeah, we're glad
too,
you tuned in, and we want you to stay through the commercial, and you can let your friends know to tune in too, because we're going to do a deep dive into voter education. And
you're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
We're so glad that you've tuned in to Kingdom Pursuits. We're a call-in show. Our number is 866-348-7884. We had a caller that wanted to make sure that I drove home the point that if you come and work in the precinct, you actually get paid, and you get paid pretty good. So, irregardless, it is really good that Christians get out and get involved in their community, that we do good, and we're there for the right reason. And we all want our democracy to work better. And the only way a democracy works better is if we have votes, and the votes are honest, and the votes are true. And even as more important than that is that everybody accepts that what's going on is truthful and honest and above board. And the two gentlemen that I've got with me today volunteer with, I assume you get paid too, I'm sure it's not a whole lot, but they volunteer a whole lot of time, energy, and effort to make sure that our county does a wonderful job, and I think they do a good job. Sort of give us some idea how we try to make sure that the votes are all counted.
Well, you got to get the votes tallied in order to have them be counted. And so what we do is make sure that the tallying process actually works. And so what does that look like? Well, it looks like making sure that the machines read the forms that are put into the software to be interpreted by the machinery, and make sure that that's an accurate count of how that goes, or how the voter intended for it to go. And we work a lot to make sure that the cards that voters put their marks on are tallied, and that they're looked at to make sure that the tally matched what was put on the card, and that at the end of the day, we have a count of the number of people who actually showed up to vote and the number of votes that were cast. And every voter doesn't vote for every every option that's available to vote for, because sometimes they don't want to vote for a particular office, or they don't know who the contestants are in a particular office, and so voters don't vote for those sometimes. And that's not a problem, but it is the right of the voter to vote or choose to vote where they want to actually indicate that they have a choice. And sometimes voters don't have a choice. But we manage that as well, and we make sure that for all of the votes that are cast, that we have an accurate representation of how many people did that.
You know, when I work on the information desk, the judges have a checklist of all the things that they've got to make sure have been done properly, and that everybody else there's got to initial and make sure that everything's done. And the checklists are really, really something. And as the information officer, at the end of the night, I take the first batch of information and I drive that down to the Board of Election, and then another copy comes after me, and then if either of the parties are represented, they can have a copy. So the printout tells how many people stuck a ballot in and exactly how many votes went in each one of the different selections, and then they count the actual paper copies and they compare it with the computer copy number so that they're absolutely sure that everybody that filled out a paper copy and colored it in matches the computer copy. And then there's a disk a thumb drive that comes out of the machine, and that's a check on that check. And my understanding is you two folks and three others go through every single ballot and make sure that if there's anything the least bit unusual, that everybody, all the entire board signs off or figures out who should have voted and who shouldn't. Point being, somebody could come in, come to the information desk and say, I moved. And if they moved, we've got to go through a rather interesting chain of events to figure out whether they need to drive to the old location or whether they vote there. And then the board's got to decide whether or not their votes should be counted or should not be counted. And in some cases, you even try to track down the people after the fact and say, we just want to make absolutely sure this is you.
Yeah, so you just said a mouthful there. One thing I would say is that the process for you as at the help desk as the information officer to be able to take all of that information and bring it down to the headquarters itself had to be voted on. We had to decide that because it wasn't always that. It used to be that the chief judge had to do it. And so it delayed things for a while, and we had to develop a process to where that could be handed off so that the chief judge could stay and close down each precinct while the information was being transported. Then when it came to making sure that all of these challenges are set up, you think about it this way. Software sometimes really, really works. So what if you are, if you've lived in a different precinct for more than 30 days since the before the election, then you are supposed to vote in that precinct. But what if you voted in your previous precinct by mistake? Okay, well, the system would pick that up if you had, for instance, registered to vote in your new precinct, but you forgot and you went to the old precinct. It would pick it up. And then we would have to go back as a board, and it would pick it up, it would bring it to us, and then, right, we have to not only vote on that, but we have to go back and say, well, these votes that you voted in your old precinct would have been different than the new precinct, and we would have taken the vote from the old precinct, and the ones that you actually did vote on, we'll move them into the new precinct, but the ones where that there it didn't apply, those votes didn't count.
So in my old precinct, there may have been one person that I could have voted for, where in the new precinct, I'm in a different district and I wouldn't be able to vote for them. So that vote's got to be
because you're in a different ward. Let's
not
say.
My entire vote, not my entire ballot, but that one person that I'm no longer allowed to vote for because I've moved right. has to be reconciled.
Like your city council member might be different or something like that. And then we have to go back and reconcile it. And when we do that, then you've got one Republican and one Democrat, and we go through and we do it on each one of those. And it is not a small process. I will tell you what's the biggest pain in the rear to us, though, is when people vote and they think they're being funny when they write in a write-in candidate like Donald Duck or something like that. It's not funny. We have to do that, and it is a pain. I'm just saying.
So you're not advocating writing in any candidate. I can get that.
What we're saying
we're
is please
don't do that.
Please don't do that. Don't write in Donald Duck. You're not helping.
Right. Okay, now.
But wait, so the other thing that sort of overlays that is the legislature makes rules for how voters will actually make their vote and turn their vote in, and where and there's a timing of when do you have to register and by when do you have to be registered and did you register on time, and all of that plays out at the board level where a Democrat and a Republican look at the credentials that a voter actually brings to the voting process and decides whether the things that they bring are a match for what time did they make the decision to move, and did they do it in a timely fashion? If they didn't, then what are the ramifications of that? So it's a process where we consider a myriad of things in order to determine whether a vote is a legitimate vote and whether the voter actually attended to the constraints that the state imposes on voters who want to actually cast a ballot.
Now, I'd like to encourage everybody in the listening audience to remember that you can go online and you can get a copy of your sample ballot. It's hard to figure out, but it's easy if you go online and you pull it down and look at it. It also can make sure that you go to where you're supposed to vote. Now, I encourage you all of you, all of you should vote, and all of y'all. You should vote early. You also need to do the work to make sure you're voting for who you think you're voting for. You know, there's one party I prefer, but I want to make sure that the people I'm voting for are doing what I want them to do. So I do a lot more research than just looking at which party they're in. And I encourage all of you to do that. I'm fairly certain, I'm more certain than in most other institutions, that Forsyth County does an exceptional job of collecting the accurate vote. Now, I'm a little puzzled and concerned. What happens after you finish what you're doing and you communicate your information to, I guess, the State Board of Elections?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's done, and somehow the news media has already told everybody who's won. So I'm really befuddled as to how safe the information is after it's left. Do we electronically transmit information about the votes as they come in one time? Do we drive a thumb drive from Forsyth County to Raleigh too? What's the checks and balances above the county?
Those are two different things. Let me say real quickly before the break that the media bases their decisions upon exit polling, not information that they get from us. Those are two different things altogether.
Yeah. And sometimes they're wrong. Sometimes you go to bed at night, you think one thing's going to happen, and when you wake up the next morning, something totally different's happened. But right after the break, we're going to dive into that a little bit. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
We are so glad that you tuned in. Robbie is away at a men's retreat, and Bill Nixon got the opportunity to sit in his spot. It is an honor because I got to have two people in, Adam Draper and Bobby Dura, who are on our Board of Elections and are making sure that our elections run smoothly. And if somebody who volunteers on the help desk, I try to make sure that everything I see goes well in my precinct. And I want to encourage the listening audience to volunteer to be part of that process. Not only should you vote, not only should you encourage all your friends that you're pretty sure vote the right way to vote, but to volunteer to be there and make sure that the votes are correct. It's so much better if you or an election official working than the Republicans or the Democrats sending somebody there to observe. Be there, make a couple dollars, make sure it counts and it works well. We were discussing in the break how sure we are that the information from our county gets counted correctly at the state level. So briefly, can you tell me, you were saying that you keep track of the vote as it's tallied up in the state. How does the vote get from Forsyth County to the state BOE?
It goes electronically.
Okay, so as the votes come in, as the thumb drives from the precincts get entered in, you stick them in the computer, and then it automatically goes to the state BOE?
It's not automatic.
That's a big process there, yeah. Bill.
Well, okay, but at some point that night, I assume fairly certain after the thumb drives come in, you transmit that information to the state?
We do.
And then you're watching on a special computer screen that anybody can dial into, but you're watching the state BOE numbers.
The screen's not the important part.
Yeah, step back for a little bit, because this is the part of the – but this is not like sausage. We want you to see it being made. Okay, so – when those thumb drives come in, they have to be reconciled with there are actual sheets that have numbers on them. There are actual, they have to be reconciled.
Okay? Against the sheets that
So
are,
the
that
chief
recorded.
Judge has to show up with the thumb drive, with the papers, and then you compare the papers that are there and the document that they fill, the tape that the computer kicked out. Okay.
Has to match with what's on that thumb drive, and there is a process. We actually, I've sat in. I know that Chad Doomey does it. I know that Catherine does it. We sit in, actually, members of the board sit in with the workers, and we go through this reconciling process. And this is not just, you know, it's they make sure that the Republicans and Democrats are all looking at it at the same time.
And we're looking at the actual voter sheet.
The paper tape.
Not the paper tape. Remember those standardized tests we used to take in school? So we have the same thing going on at the Board of Elections. There are standardized sheets where the votes were cast, where the sheets were bubbled in by the voter and then read by the machine. And those sheets have to match what the machine says it got from reading those sheets. And they bring those sheets down to the Board of Elections, and they also bring the thumb drive that captures the results that are marked on the sheets. And that's what's transmitted to the state. And then we verify between our county Board of Elections and what the state actually gets, and we make sure that those numbers match exactly. Okay. So that when you see it on the screen, that's because the numbers have already been verified and tallied and sent, and what we get back is a confirmation that the state got the number of votes that we said they should get for each and every precinct.
So I feel very comfortable that the precinct I work in, that it's 100% above board, and that goes to the Forsyth County BOE, and I am completely convinced that everything that goes from Forsyth County BOE to the state BOE is just as safe and secure as it can be. Are there some counties where they don't have enough volunteers from one party that they've got to find some board members that aren't well represented?
Well, we're not actually in a position to know what other districts are doing.
Okay.
Right? And my concern is I'm out to make sure that as the chairman of the Forsyth County Board of Elections,
yes, sir,
that we know exactly what we're doing and that we make sure that what we're doing is exactly what the voters have told us they want to be, how they want to be represented. And if that doesn't happen, then I got a problem.
I'm 100%. I think you're doing a first-class job. I don't have the first hesitation that you're doing a great job on that level. Talk to me a little bit about the early voting and how we're sure that the early voting is as sacrosanct as the poll that I work.
Well, let me say this about early voting. I think, and I have just come across this. This is my opinion, okay? But I know that there are 4 voters who are registered to vote at my address who do not live at my address. And I have talked to Tim about it, and my wife is going through the process of going to Tim and saying they need to be removed. So each of them have to be challenged. And it's my duty as a voter to make sure that they're not there. I'm not saying somebody is actually voting those votes. I'm saying if there was any fraud or anything, which we're not seeing, that would be a place where we need to fix it, which is our list maintenance, okay? So how would that tie into early voting? The way we do early voting is, you know, people can show up and say, this is my address, this is where I live, and I'm issuing that vote. It is the same general process that we use on election day. And if you will go in there and vote early, then you can't go back later and vote. The software is going to pick up that your vote has been voted. So what you have to do is go make sure, has somebody else voted for me? And what I'm telling you, Bill, is that I've been on there for 3 years. Bobby's been doing this longer than I have. We are not seeing people show up and say, somebody's already voted my vote. We're not seeing that.
Okay, I understand that. Now, I was a observer and was having a conversation with somebody who just assured me that in their state, where almost everybody votes by mail, that there was never a problem. And there was a young couple listening to us discuss it, and the young lady says, you know, they always mailed my ballot to my home, and for years, my father always voted my ballot. So, yeah, I've got, you know, and then there's the rest homes where you've got 57 people there. And then I work with a homeless, and we have a post office there, and the stack of election cards that came in the day before was huge. I can imagine that there's room for fudging. I don't think it happens in Forsyth County, but I can imagine that in some areas there's some room for swinging that vote one way or the other.
Bill, what I would say about that is, if there are holes in the system, we need to assume that they are being
dealt with.
Well, that if there are holes in the system, then we are assumed that somebody could end up messing with that. We don't want holes in the system, okay? And I will just tell you that I know because of I do not know this as a fact. I'm aware of an allegation right now that we're looking into of a college student at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington who claims that she did not cast an absentee ballot in the 2022 election, but that her ballot was cast. Now, that's an allegation. I don't know if it's true or not. What I'm saying is those things we take very seriously. Tim is investigating it. We take that very seriously, and I know we both, all of us
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Well, I sure do appreciate both of you giving your time to do what you do. I appreciate you doing it so well. And please come back after this, and we've got a few more minutes to talk about our Board of Election, our election process. Please pray for our election process.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Pursuits. Robbie Dillmore is away at a men's conference, and he asked me, Bill Mixon, to fill in for him. And since I volunteer to be a information help desk volunteer in our election, I thought it might be good to have some of our overseers over Forsyth County election process come in and talk to us. And two of our board members, our chairman of the board, Bobby Dura and Adam Draper, are here. And we're talking about how sure and safe the elections are. And I'm saying that even though I was very hesitant and concerned before I started volunteering, after volunteering, I feel very confident that our county does things almost as well as humanly possible, and that there's a great amount of pride and effort and energy and integrity behind making sure what our county does properly. Adam, do you think there's any holes in the system other than Forsyth County that I should be a little bit concerned about?
Like I was saying in before the break, I am concerned about how we register. And this is not a concern of the Board of Elections. This is Adam Draper's concern. And I want to make sure that everyone understands that. Okay, this is Adam Draper's concern. The way we register people is fraught with, it's got lots of holes in it, okay? And because of that, like, you could just say, I'm Joe Blow from Monaco and I live at X. And my example of that is at my own house, I had someone who has registered at my address, and as far as I can tell, it's not a mistake, that lives on my street but put the wrong address, is registered at my address as of August of 2023. I lived at that house in August of 2023, and that person does not live at my house. How does that happen? Well, the only thing that I can do now as a concerned citizen is go through and make sure that that vote is challenged and that voter is removed as from my address. And I think that everybody ought to do the same thing. Your duty as a citizen, go online and look and see how many people are registered to vote at your address. If they don't live there, let us know.
You know, we need to pray for our elections. We need to pray for our the people we're voting for. We need to pray for our Board of Elections. And we need to get involved. Christianity is based on us doing things, not just thinking wonderful thoughts, not just lifting up powerful prayers, but we got to get off our duff and we've got to go make a difference in our communities. And one way to make a difference is to be part of the process. I certainly encourage all of you to be part of whatever party you're a part of and to be able to tell them that they should be doing what they're supposed to be doing. But above that, we need to also extend our helping hand and our time and our energy to the Board of Election of our local county. And when somebody asks you to help, you need to help. Now, we've got a couple large metropolitan areas in our state that concern me a little bit. And, you know, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but, I think JFK's won with a couple large cities and help that he shouldn't have. I think there have been some elections in our history that have been tampered with one way or another. But that can be fought by enough people getting out and voting, and that can be fought by enough people being there and helping in those different precincts and keeping an eye on what's going over. And some of us think that that can be helped with enough prayer, that we need to be, in addition to doing things, we need to be praying for the system. What are some ways people can volunteer? How can somebody get involved and help the BOE?
Well, a citizen can be involved with the BOE by coming to the Board of Elections and finding out where help is needed. And that's the start of things. Citizens can be employees, temporary employees of the Board of Elections, and during election season, participate that way. So all of those opportunities are out there, and we need people to actually make a difference and ensure that voters get to vote. My thing about being chairman of the Board of Elections is I work for the voters. I don't work for the parties. And what has to happen is voters have to have access to voting. And if we don't provide access for voters to vote, then we're not doing the democracy any favors. And so I'm a stand for having folks participate and having voters access to voting and making a difference that way. And that's a really important thing for me, and it's why I do the job.
If you Google Board of Elections in your county and state, a web page will pop up. And in our county, it has an opportunity for you to see the different volunteer opportunities and to email or let the BOE know that you'd be willing to be a judge or a chief judge or an assistant or work on the help desk, or that you will drive the material around from one place to another, that you will help set up the voting places ahead of time, that you will help with the count that night. There are all kinds of... There are at least 500 opportunities for everybody in every county to actually get involved. Get involved. A Christian should be involved.
There are more than that. You could be an observer.
That's working for the county?
No.
That's working for the party?
That's independent observer, right.
An independent observer.
You could be an observer for a party. You could be for either party.
Well, keep this station and this show in your prayers, and we hope that you have a wonderful Saturday.
This is the Truth Network.